28. Boss Appreciation Day. We had no choice but to look on in horror as whatever monstrosity Mr. Earthshaft was trying to revive slowly began to materialize within the magic circle we found the now-deceased shaman inside of. Apparently, we didn't completely stop the shaman from performing his ritual. As I replayed the last few moments in my head, I could see the shaman's blood pouring out into the grooves of the circle. The more blood spilled, the more charged it seemed to be, but I was focused on killing him as quickly as I could. It wasn't until the body slumped to the ground lifeless that the circle began to pulse with power. Each pulse was now being accompanied by the loud boom of a war drum that none of us could see. As it increased in tempo, the shaman's body began to wither. A thought occurred to me then of what was going to happen if I didn't act quickly. Zen, cover me! I'm going to loot that body before it's gone! The bastard hid extra loot there, I just know it! I yelled as I moved across the room towards the shaman. Without questioning my sanity, Zen moved in to meet me with daggers at the ready. When I got there, I was rewarded for my troubles by a list of magical items. Unfortunately, most were geared towards casters, but he was wearing jewelry I would definitely be interested in. I didn't get to look at all of it, but it seemed to provide significant intellect boosts. Now wasn't the time. You know, bigger fish and such. The thing inside of the circle was beginning to take shape as magic was poured into it. As I looked, I could see magical energies being sucked directly from the circle into the shape. Thinking myself clever, I attempted to interrupt the spell by damaging the circle feeding it. For my bravery and cunning, I was reduced to 10% health by a magical feedback I was not prepared for. The jolt of energy made my brain feel like it was on fire. For a moment, all I could do was hold my head and scream. Zen and even Dez came running to my side. Boss, are you okay? She said with panic obvious in her voice. I'd never seen her show genuine concern for, well, anyone. Jack, say something, came Zen's voice inside my head. Well, he said it telepathically, but it felt like he tapped it out in Morse code. Directly on my brain. With a cheese grater full of broken glass. Normal talking only, Zen! Fuck, that hurt! I yelled, suddenly wincing as I immediately regretted the tone I was using with my new friend. Zen, for his part, was understanding of the situation. Sorry, Jack. I didn't realize the magic had caused the feedback with a psychic component of some sort, he calmly stated. That seemed like the only logical reason that his telepathy would hurt. It should pass soon, and you can heal up, he continued. A maniacal laugh from the center of the room put my teeth on edge and gave me a suspicious feeling I wasn't going to get much downtime to recuperate. Standing with his hands on his hips in the center of the room was a massive orc, at least a full 2 feet taller than mine and Nick's old sparring partner from the mines. Perception told me his name was Scrum Earthshaft. Well, that seemed ominous.
Great grandson fell to adventurers to complete ritual. Scrum must admit that prophecy right this time. Scrum returned to life by loss of Scrum's blood. Weak revive strong. That is how should be, he said.
Walking over to his descendant's body, he knelt beside him for a moment before standing up suddenly with rage across his face.
Who take Earthshaft heirlooms? He screamed at my group.
Apparently I was the only one with a poker face in all the realms because both Dez and Zen looked at me. Thanks, guys. Realizing it was officially go time, I quickly readied my 4 crossbows and brought them to bear on him. I looked down and saw something clear had dripped out of my nose.
No one makes me leak my own cranial fluid! I yelled, and unloaded bolts as fast as I could.
Within seconds, I'd done just over 1,000 damage. I was impressed. Scrum was not. That's probably because it was right around 5% of his health.
Careful, guys. This big bastard has around 20,000 health, I said in party chat.
Zen still hadn't gotten into position. Scrum started making his way towards me. He was fast for a monster his size, but I was still faster. Honestly, I'd be pissed if I wasn't faster, considering my nearly 200 agility. Still, his reach and gait were enough for him to move in and take a couple of slow haymaker swings at me. They weren't even close, but I knew I was dead if one landed.
"Do I need to step in, boss?"
Dez said. Of course she wanted to get in on the fun part.
"Hell no! You're not mooching my XP this time," I replied dismissively.
"Hm," was her only reply, as she crossed her arms and leaned against the back wall to watch the fight. I'd done almost 2,000 damage when all of my crossbows clicked empty. Shit. I was going to have to get my hands dirty on this one.
"Zen, I have a plan," I yelled in party chat. "We're gonna juggle his attention for as long as it works on him. Attack him and get him looking at you, and I'll sneak attack him. When he turns to me, you can sneak attack him. We're gonna do that back and forth, okay?" I explained.
Hopefully this would at least work for a few rotations before he caught on. Zen nodded in acknowledgement, and we both moved into melee range. Since we were focusing on sneak attacks, it seemed like a perfect time for my twin daggers to make an appearance. I drew Gnomesgain and Bold's Bane and dodged attacks as best I could, while Zen managed to work in about 600 damage worth of sneak attacks. Just doing normal attacks to keep his attention on me had dealt about 600 damage as well in between his wild swings. Since he was biding his time for sneak attacks, he was hitting about half as frequently as I was, but still doing as much damage. Sneak attacks were just incredibly overpowered. Turns out Scrum absolutely hated getting backstabbed, because before I realized what was going on, he decided he really wanted to murder the ever-living shit out of Zen. Scrum thought to catch him off guard by spinning with a back fist that probably would have turned him to paste if it had connected. Thankfully, it went right over his head as he performed a forward roll to avoid the fist. Zen instantly followed up with a counterattack that caught Scrum underneath his arm, severing a tendon. Scrum was not pleased. This was what I was hoping for. Well, not for him to murder Zen, just for him to give me a chance to get sneak attacks in.
"Scrum fucking murder furry boy,"
he said, activating some sort of special rage ability that felt very different from the previous barbarian orc I'd encountered. It seemed, to me at least, more focused and less blind rage.
"He's not a furry," I countered. "He's an anthropomorphic fox," I decided after that to shut up for a minute since I wasn't really helping.
As the horns grew from his forehead, it occurred to me I might have been mistaken regarding the whole barbarian rage thing and probably should have guessed demonic possession and transformation or something.
"What the fuck is going on?"
I yelled as I laid into him during his transformation. No sense waiting on him to finish his power up. He was at 75% health by the time his transformation was nearly finished.
"Read your fucking quest log, boss,"
came Dez's super helpful response.
"Scrum was the original general of the army. His descendant brought him back using a spell that infused his body and soul with a demon. When you killed him and finished the spell. This is all pretty run-of-the-mill stuff, really."
"Well, fuck this mill,"
I shouted as Scrum started to grow large talons from his fingernails and a tail sprouted from his backside. Demon Scrum traded haymaker punches for lightning-fast claw swipes. The new ones were easily twice as fast as before, and Zen was barely keeping up. One of his claws even managed to graze Zen's chest. I had to come up with something else or Zen would be killed.
"Zen, disengage and drop the thief form. We can't do backstabs anymore," I ordered into party chat. "As soon as I take it, you switch to Ranger and hit him from a distance. Do not get close, okay?"
"You got it, Jack,"
he replied as he suddenly became incorporeal. Demon Scrum, no longer able to see him, needed a new target for his anger. Guess who he picked?
That's right. It was yours truly.
I was ready, though. I'd watched how his attacks came in and saw how he telegraphed them. So by the time I saw him pull his claw back just a little, I was already planning my dodge. His frustration at being so easily avoided was palpable. It literally tinged the room with an aura of unfiltered hatred.
Sit still, little fucking human, he screamed at me as I dodged his second attack.
Since one of his arms was so badly damaged by Zen, it made his attacks from that side a tad more predictable. That left me an opening to give a cross slash with both daggers across his stomach. My attack earned me more flowery language using terms that did not translate into mortal tongues. Whatever it was, I'd be damned if I let him do it to my mother. After that, Demon Scrum and I fell into a rhythm. He would swing, I would dodge. He would scream obscenities, I would stab him. He would yell new obscenities. Lather, rinse, and repeat. I could really tell we were starting to get to know each other. The best part was that he was so pissed at me that he was completely ignoring Zen. My fox friend was unloading shots as quickly as he could with his crossbow. He opted to use a regular light crossbow, which was burying bolts deep in Scrum's unarmored flesh. It only took about a minute or so of this to finally drop Scrum for good. If he'd gotten that equipment and managed to cast spells during that fight, we would have been proper fucked. Once again in my life, dumb fucking luck saved the day, though. Well, that and the fact I was grossly overleveled for this place. I assume that's why Rowan trusted I could solo it. Either way, it was great XP for my classes. Both Ranger and Thief shot all the way up to level 12, so I dumped those level-up points in Strength and Dexterity, respectively. All right, folks, I said, gathering everyone up. Let's loot the fuck out of this place and go home.